A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul addressed the people in these words, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly in our ancestral law and was jealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding both men and women, delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I even received letters to the brothers and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in chains for punishment those who were as well. On the journey, as I drew near Damascus, about noon, a great light from the sky suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I replied, 'Who are you, sir?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.' Now my companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, 'What shall I do, sir?' The Lord answered me, 'Get up and go to Damascus, and there you will be told everything appointed for you to do.' Since I could see nothing because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law, and highly spoken of by the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, 'Saul, my brother, regain your sight.' And at that very moment I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be his witness before all to what you have seen and heard. Now, why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we celebrate the great feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. And we see that Paul, who hated the Christians, who hated the way, becomes the one who evangelizes more than anybody else. Most of the New Testament was written by St. Paul. And again, when I was in high school, I was a bad kid, and I went to a public high school, and I was almost expelled, and that's all beside the point. But when I entered seminary, I would have been a senior in a public school, and I went back a year, and I entered seminary. And when I came back to my old high school, Mr. Wade, who was the vice principal, sat there, and he saw me, and he said, "Oh, Richards." He said, "Oh, he figured that you would sit there, and what are you doing now, on drugs, live, quit school, everything else?" I go, "Well, Mr. Wade, I joined the seminary." And he goes, "What? You joined a seminary?" And he said to me, "I guess it takes a Saul to become a Paul." I'll never forget that I was a Saul and I became a Paul. And all of us have the opportunity to change because of our encounter with Jesus Christ. There should always be a BC and an AD in your life, the way you were before Christ and what happened when Jesus Christ entered into your life. Jesus has the power to change you and make you a great saint. But you got to come to this daily conversion. It ain't something, I was always brought up this way. You got to be converting every day. You got to be growing every day. You got to be let go of Saul and become more Paul. What does that mean? God has created you to be a saint. You must be a saint or go to hell. So you gotta figure, okay, Lord, I will be a saint. I will be a Saint Paul because of you, God, not because of me. So focus on Jesus. Be a person who prays. Be a person who loves. And become the saint God created you to be, just like he did with Saint Paul. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.